So I was touring the College of Education last week with Dean David Whaley, mm-hmm. and we ran into each other in the hallway.
Right.
And I had no idea about an innovative service that you're doing. It's something mm-hmm. that you've sort of formalized this year, growing out of an informal service you've been doing as public service
right.
in the College of Education. So it's called the Assessment and Counseling Center. And it's really extending free, very valuable free psychoeducational testing to the community. Tell me the dual purpose. Not only is it a service to the community, but mm-hmm. it's a service to your students, I understand.
Well, first of all, it's low cost, very low cost, so it's not quite free. But
Did I say free?
I think so, yes.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. What I've discovered over the past 10 years or so is that there's a number of students here on campus and families out in the community that need access to psychoeducational assessments and evaluations at low cost. There are other options here. The Psych Center is one. They do an outstanding job, but they do fill up fairly quickly. So after offering very low-cost services. We have pro bono services, actually, to Murray State students. After 10 years of that, it seemed logical to have a clinic in the College of Ed in Alexander Hall where we could have a dual purpose of training students, helping them burnish their skills, their assessment skills, interview skills, and then their feedback skills, and then serve people in the community as well. And so there's our dual purpose. So I proposed this idea to Robert Lyons, my chair, and then to Dr. Whaley, my dean, and they were both very supportive. And Dr. Barbara Washington, too, she's a special education professor and chair in the College of Ed as well. So it's a joint venture with school psychology and with special education.
So set up the scenario. If a parent believes that a child or if a college student believes that he or she needs a psychoeducational mm-hmm. testing for some kind of accommodation or mm-hmm. assistance, they can just call you, and then what happens?
Well, there's a couple of ways. They can call me or call the department, 809-2793, and also get a lot of emails. And then I will normally screen the person over the phone to get some sense about what type of services that they're wanting to make sure that we can offer those services and to make sure that the child is not already part of the way through an evaluation through one of the public schools. And at that point, then we schedule a time to work with that individual. So now we're open on Mondays and Wednesdays.
And students will typically do what in the process?
Well, children will come in. And of course, they're accompanied by their parents. But we always want to get a very solid interview with the mom and dad or the guardian, whoever shows up. And then we want to make sure that the types of questions that they have, that we're going to be able to answer those. So it's one of us will work with the parent, and then someone will start with the child as well. And then it takes several hours to go through a battery of tests to make certain that we're able to answer those questions, that we're able to provide the services that the parent wants.
And I understand that you're dealing with kids wide-flung in the region through this. You've developed relationships with parents and schools beyond Callaway.
Certainly. We've had a number of people that have called, and we've already seen some consumers from as far away as Henderson, and we have people coming in from Paris, Tennessee, a number of people from Marshall County, McCracken County. So it's a regional service that we're offering, and it's primarily word of mouth. That tends to be how it's gone so far.
So for testing that would typically top off in the $600 to $800 range, you are offering a low-cost alternative and one that seems to be more straightforward than having to go through somebody to get to you. Give us an idea of the fee schedule, if you will.
Yeah, our fee schedule for college students, we've set that at $50, and for adult basic education students, it's $25. And then non-student adults, children, and adolescents, that's that fee is based on a sliding scale not to exceed $150. They're coming in around $100 or so for students in the community.
And this is available Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 to 4 in semesters.
Yes, yes. And depending upon how the service goes throughout this semester, we may extend our hours for the spring, but that's we're just getting started. We've only been in operation a few weeks at this point, and we're already booking into early October. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
What are your students saying about this?
They love it. Of course, I'm their professor. I don't know what else to say. But, yeah, Brad Wooten works with me, and then Harper Rowlett, two graduate students in school psychology, very strong professional ethical students with great technical skills, and they seem to be enjoying it. And they've worked with me in the past. Now that we've formalized a clinic, then they're there every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Now, we introduced you as Dr. Marty Dunham. And I think when people go to the Murray State website, they might be confused when they see your first name listed because it's not Martin.
No, it's Mardis.
Mardis, yes. So look for that if you want to talk with Dr. Dunham via email. And then your office number again is?
My office number is 809-6466. If I'm not there, that will roll over to our administrative assistant, Colleen, and her number is 809-2793.
Now listen, everybody, we're talking about the College of Education Assessment and Counseling Center. It's housed in Alexander Hall on the campus at Murray State, and Dr. Marty Dunham, thanks for being with us today to talk about it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.